Praise the Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom for such a time as this. The opening song is Giving Praise by Brandon Lake, which is an awesome song to get you going. So I would say happy Sunday morning to you, or happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day you are listening to this episode. But it is Sunday morning for me, and I woke up just excited to face another day. I have had a birthday, and I am just so grateful to the Lord that I have seen, He has blessed me to see another year. As you know, I am a teacher. School has started, which is the reason that it's been a minute since I've been able to get on here, because getting into the groove of the school year has taken a lot, and this year has been a lot, I must say. So those who know the Lord, please pray my strength in the Lord at school, because children, these children are a different breed, I must tell you. But nevertheless, I'm grateful. And I am grateful that I have a job, because there are people that are unemployed and can't find a job. I'm grateful that my needs are being met, that God is taking care of me. So it's a not really complaining, but just I'm just sharing, you know, that maybe that's why I have not been on as often as I would like to, because going into the school year is a lot of prep that goes into that. And I'm telling you, it can take up a lot of time. And if you know any teachers, you know that a lot of our free time is not really free, because if you want to be a good teacher, you're going to have to put some time into it, you know. But I bless God once again that He has graced me to be able to shape the next generation, and I'm grateful to that to Him for that. But like I said, I've had a birthday, so I'm grateful that the Lord has allowed me to live and to see another year. So it's just so much. It is so much to be thankful for. So today I want to just come from to share a psalm that I woke up with on my heart this morning, and just go wherever the Lord decides to take me and us through this psalm. But this is, I woke up with, I will bless the Lord at all times. And so this is Psalm 34. And I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm going to go all the way down to the end, and we will talk about whatever the Holy Spirit decides He would like to drop into my spirit concerning this scripture, because this is where He placed me this morning. So it says Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. So I, brother and sister, you, if you are on this episode, you must be a brother or a sister. It is important for us to bless the Lord at all times. All times. You know, that means in the good times, in the difficult times, in the in-between times, the waiting times, anytime, all times, that I am going to bless the Lord and praise Him. There's always going to be a praise directed at the Lord. That's all times, no matter what I am going through. And I know that in this time of inflation and sickness that's going around, that sometimes we feel heavy. And sometimes we feel too heavy. We got lost. We're losing loved ones, or have lost loved ones, lost jobs, lost relationships. And these things may cause us to be so heavy in our hearts. And if I'm a new believer, you know, it's designed to kind of shake me out of God's hand. if I'm a new believer, is designed to just discourage me and make me doubt the goodness of God, make me doubt my decision to follow the Lord, to give my heart to the Lord. If I'm a seasoned believer, then it's designed to kind of shake me as well. But more likely than not, the seasoned believer has gone through some things, has had some experience with God. So it's a little harder to shake him or her out of God's hand or from the tree, as the enemy tries to do. And we know that God is deserving of praise no matter what we're going through, because we know that all things work together for our good. For those that are called, that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, this thing is going to turn around. It's going to be good for me in the end. So we've learned to bless the Lord in all situations, in everything, to always, continually be lifting up the name of Jesus and giving him praise. It said that my soul will boast in the Lord, not in myself, not in my own abilities, but I'm going to boast in the Lord. I'm going to boast in my Father. I'm going to boast in my Savior. I'm going to boast in them and their ability, because whatever it is that I'm doing or whatever I'm able to do with excellency, it's not because of me. It's because of my Father. It's because of the God that's in me. So I am boasting of the Lord. And then the humble will hear that and they are glad about it. So it says, come on and magnify the Lord with me. Let's make him big. Let's exalt his name together. Not just me, brother. Not just me, sister. But let us come together and make his name big. Let's magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord. I looked for him. I'm searching for him. And he heard me. Hallelujah. And delivered me from all of my fears. If I'm walking in fear, the solution is I need to seek the Lord about that thing. Seek him. Go to him with your fears, and he will deliver you from all of your fears. What a mighty God that we serve. Verse 5, they looked unto me and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. He said, this poor man cried. You know, a lot of men don't believe they ought to cry, or they see crying as a weakness. Now, this man got people chasing him. They're driving him away, and there were folks running after him. And it says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. See, he sought the Lord. He heard me. I cried, and he heard me. Seek him, he'll hear you. Cry, he'll tune his ear to you. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them, that fear him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him and delivereth them. Now that right there is a comforting scripture to me. Every morning I pray that the Lord will encamp his angels around me and around my family. Because when he's encamping his angels around you, there's safety in that encampment. I ask the Lord to do that on a regular basis every morning, because I can rest. I can rest knowing that I'm in the safety of that encampment. And you can do the same thing. So the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. We got the promise of being heard, the promise of being delivered. Delivered from fear and delivered from troubles. Verse 8, it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. You have to believe wholeheartedly, deep down on the inside, that God is good, that God is faithful. And when you have that deep down on the inside, you know that about him, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's good, and his thoughts towards you, his intentions towards you are good, you can trust him. You can trust him. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Because I know who he is, because I know his nature, I know his thoughts concerning me, because I know who he is, I know that he's good, that he's loving, that he's merciful, I know all these things about him, I can easily put my trust in him. Because of those things, I can trust him. And then the word says that I'm blessed if I trust him. Know the God that you serve. Know him. Know him. And when you know him, you can easily put your trust in him. And when you put your trust in him, when you put your trust in him, you're blessed. You can seek him. You can cry out unto him. And he will deliver you from your fears. He will deliver you from your troubles. And when you trust him, he'll bless you. Hallelujah. Verse 9, it says, "Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." Fear the Lord, ye his saints. Verse 9, he called you his saints. Have honor, respect, and awe of the Lord. And when you do that, there's no want. There's no lack. There's no want. There's no lack to them that fear him. He gonna take care of every need. Look back over your life, saint. Look back over your life. Just take inventory and tell me when the Lord didn't come through. When didn't the Lord come through? Is it when you didn't have trust? Is it when you had fear? Is it when you had doubt? Because I know that in the times that you are trusting God wholeheartedly, when you trust him wholeheartedly, there's no doubting in your mind. You have faith that he's good, that his intentions towards me are good. I promise you, in that season, you did not have lack. The lack and the things, the calamities and things that you were feeling or experiencing is when you doubt God. But even in the times that you are down, if you believe God is going to bring you through, wholeheartedly, God will bring you through. Because he is good. He is faithful. And he blesses those that trust in him. And it says, and that fear him. You got to fear him and you got to trust in him. And he said, his saints. His saints. That means that we belong to him. We are his. We are his belongings. We are his saints. And it says, fear the Lord. There's no want. W-A-N-T. There's no want. There's no lack to those that fear him. To the saints, I should say, that fear him. Because he said, this is to his saints. Verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want, lack any good thing. We got to get the word down on the inside of us. We got to get these words, these promises in our heart. And we need to meditate on what it says and get in line with what this word is telling us. If we are trusting him, if we fear him, trust him, fear him, trust him, fear him. Then there's no want, there's no lack of any good thing. Any good thing. All the things that we desire are not necessarily good. All of the things that we want or desire are not good. But here it says, if we trust him, if we fear him, we are not going to be hungry. We're not going to lack like the young lion does. We're not going to lack any good thing. Verse 11, come ye children. The first is his saints. His saints are the children. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see God? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. David telling you how to do this thing. He said, who is it that want to live a long time and see good in that time? He said, if that's you, keep your mouth from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Verse 14, depart from evil. Leave evil stuff alone. Walk away from that. And do what? And do good. And do good. What else you got to do? Seek peace and pursue it. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. See, David said, I'm going to teach you how to fear the Lord. I'm going to teach you, children, his saints, how to fear the Lord. And this is how you do that thing. You keep your tongue from evil. You keep your lips from speaking guile. You depart from evil. Do good, seek peace, and follow after it, pursue it. Verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. His saints, his children, he's looking at us. If you are a saint, you are a child of God, and he's looking at, his eyes are on us. We are the righteous, the saints, his children, the righteous, we are one and the same. And God has his eyes on us, and his ears are tuned to when we cry. So when David said, this poor man cried, why did he hear him? Because his ears are in tune to us, and because his eyes are on us at all times. God is not sleeping, he's not slumbering. When it comes to his belongings, to his saints, to his children, hallelujah, his eyes are on us and his ears are in tune to us. Oh, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face, this is verse 16, the face of the Lord is against, not us, not his saints, not his children. They are against them that do evil. But he done already told us how to walk away from evil. Stay away from evil. So that's not us. His face not against the righteous. His face is that the Lord, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. That's not you and me. Because we are his children. We are his saints. We are his belongings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have departed from evil. And since we've left evil, his face is not against us, but towards us. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth. We cry, he hears, and the next step is deliverance. May not be exactly when you want it or when you think you ought to get it, but know that the Lord, since his eyes are on us at all times, his ears are tuned to us at all times, that when we cry, he's going to hear and delivereth them out of all. Hallelujah. Not some, not most, but all their troubles. I want you to go back after this podcast, and I want you to go through these words, and I want you to hide this in your heart. I want you to meditate on the fact that you have a God that sees you as his possession, that sees you as his child, and sees you as righteous. And when he's looking at you, he's waiting for you to cry out to him when you need him. And when you do, understand, have the expectation that when I'm crying to my Father, that he hears me. That he hears me. And not only is he hearing me, but he is going to deliver me because I am in trouble. And it says it in his word that he will deliver me, not out of some of them, not out of most of them, but every single one of them. Do you hear me? Every single one. Trust him. Trust him. If you don't know him enough to trust him through somebody else that knows him. I know him. And he has not disappointed me. And he is not going to disappoint you if you put your trust in him. He blesses those that trust him. Verse 18. The Lord is nigh. He's near unto them that are of a broken heart. And saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. When your heart is broken. When your heart is broken. He's even closer to you. His eyes are on us at all times. His ears are tuned to us. And when my heart is broken, he's near me. He's near me. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the various troubles and things that we may go through. Because we're on this earth. We're human beings. Even though we are part of the kingdom, we also live in a wicked world. And there are things that are going to happen to us like happens to other people. But the difference is, we have a God who's in tune to us, whose eyes are on us, who's ready, set to deliver us if we trust him. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. All. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. That's their portion. The portion of the evil and the wicked is different. Theirs is, they're going to be slain, and they're going to be desolate. Verse 22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You're not going to be empty and barren. None of them that trust in him. Now, you got some that look a little desolate. And that's not God's fault. It's theirs. Because they're lacking trust. They're lacking fear. They're lacking awe. Somewhere, if it's not working for you the way you think it ought to work for you, and you are righteous, you're a child, you're his possession, it's not him that's the weak link. It's you. It's your level of trust. God is moved by faith and trust in him. If I don't trust him to do what he says he's going to do, then I'm going to suffer lack. If you are in a place of lack, you have yet to be delivered, start trusting. Help my unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to trust you more. Help me to trust you more. Help me to just believe that you are who you said you are, that you will do what you said you will do. Because somewhere there's some doubt. Because if you look, go back over this psalm on your own and meditate on these words. Because he says that his eyes are on us, his ears are on us, are tuned to us. And when we cry, he hears us. When we seek him, he hears us. And after that, he delivers. Not from some. But most, not most, all of our troubles. All of them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God will deliver us from them all. All. He's not a man that he shall lie. So somewhere, if I'm not seeing what I think I ought to be seeing, I need to check my trust level. I need to check whether I fear the Lord. I need to check whether I'm a part of the righteous. Maybe I'm on the wicked side. Have I departed from evil? Have I departed from wickedness? Because they have a different portion than the righteous. Because God is faithful. He's faithful. In the same way he delivered David and sees David as his belonging, as his saint, as the righteous, he sees us the same way. If we have the Lord on the inside of us. So meditate on that word. Have an awesome, awesome Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day that you are listening to this. And that's all I have for you. Till next time, grace and peace.